Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
the dots.
connect the dots. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the swatch. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga, block up, me that bitch bleach.
Spend a half a quarter on the
money. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another me. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady suckin' me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Lil' bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I'd take another. Young nigga pull up on smack. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jet. Nigga, we ain't going out sad. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas a gun, you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Kissing off like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth. Got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit. Rat gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick for the fame. Get the fuck out. Pop me a perk. Send me some circ. I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirts. Send him the murk and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad. Shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I did when the smash. So bitch, bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass. So bitch, I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad. Shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I did when the smash. So bitch, bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass. So bitch, I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me. I'm fine. You dying. Eat your dick. She whine and dine. I fuck her. She whine and crying.
Smash, smash, smash.
But when it get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bowed and doubted, my niggas turned to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smack. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jet. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all nigga going out there. Y'all nigga hang around bad. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Jump out on my porch and hit the ground, man. Trap spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new shade, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay. Before I walk to it, all about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, they need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put widow, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to hell to get them dance. And I rework every number with money in my hand. Hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank to on a Benjamin.
I'm only enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So I roll, when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can ride Benz, I don't do peace. I peace, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth, teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pee? peep was outside. The way that ass shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you to say thanks.
Amen, amen. There's left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I hit on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for it's 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just pop three, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah,
amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me.
Amen.
I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Yeah, yeah. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Yeah. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me.
Yeah.
Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady. Woo. Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love.
So.
Got me feeling like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big.
Yeah.
On the road like gravy.
Hey.
And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a force on my niggas. I don't do drugs, but I just put them in jiggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch that can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking towards these bitches.
Like, hey.
I hear my nana. She be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, did bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, mask of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key.
Hold up,
I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy.
What?
They finally free my fucking brother D.
Hey,
panic. Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yeah, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave. Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yeah, master 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
Atlanta, new wave. I got Blu-rays. Still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid. The Forger made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys and do English. Ain't no shoe like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, send no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crew dark, bit dark, shade dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yacht master, 40K, Atlanta, new wave. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom, 2K. Yacht master, 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering. Video production. Website. Graphic design. EPK. Artist development. DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Hip-hop. Yeah.
Let's go. Lamborghini
Mercy.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get em.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? It's Mad Monday. Hey, oh yeah. We're in the building like a motherfucker. Hey, you see? And our girl Julia, what the hell's up, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
You said we in water.
No, if y'all hit some water in the background, I was
watching
dishes. I just finished.
Oh, I ain't hear nothing. What's going on, y'all? Tell me something good.
Shit.
It's
cold
out
here.
Cold?
Dude, I wish I knew.
Ah! I know.
Yeah, it was hot today.
Mm-hmm. It was hot out here too. Hell, it's hot right now. It was like 77 or something like that.
No, I appreciate it. Cause I'm tired of this shit.
The weather. Bipolar ass weather. This weather don't know what to do.
Hell no, it don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's almost springtime, so you know it's getting ready to start cracking.
Hey, that's what I told Chris this morning. I said one day I feel like I got a calm and cold and sniffle, and then 2 days later I have a sinus infection because it's hot outside.
Mhm. Well, you know, well that's what really happens in the spring. The spring it really starts jumping off when all the flowers get to blooming and all that shit. Yeah. Shit. Them motherfuckers waiting until I mean, all my life, I ain't had no allergies. Soon as I get about 50, here they come.
For real, mine's so
pregnant. Yeah, but damn. Why is it gonna wait till I get 50?
Shit, you lucky.
Shit. I mean, I was like, good. I ain't got no allergy. Everybody, my allergy, shit, I ain't got no allergy. I think when I turned 50, it was like, what the fuck is this? And the doctor goes, oh, well, you got allergies. I'm like, what the fuck that come from?
Hold on, y'all.
Yeah. He said, well, I reckon you're just getting old. So I'm like, well, damn. That's what it is, damn, that's what it is, but damn. Then I was trying to take that Benadryl, that shit get me sleepy as fuck.
Sleepy, what you cook today?
Sleepy.
You must be set the weight. Scratch, what you cook today?
I ain't cook a damn thing.
Y'all
know
you
gotta
get in that kitchen and cook sometimes.
Oh, I be cooking all the time. I was about to cook some fish, but you know, I fucked around and I bought a drone. So I was trying to put that.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, I was trying to put that motherfucker together. So by the time I looked up, I'm like, damn, it's almost time for the show to come on.
I bought a t-shirt print machine today.
Oh, is that right?
I did.
Look at the true West entrepreneurs investing in themselves. Why is that?
Of course we should. Of course, shit. Cause yeah. I got the printer, I got a cutter, and I got the big old press. Where you can press the t-shirt?
Yeah, that's what I got. I got the big press. I'm finna find me a good hat making one. I want the hat. I want all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
I ain't told you my idea yet. But yeah, I got a $1 million idea on, you know, everybody doing shirts, but that's ain't finna pop off.
Well, you know, the good thing about shirts is, see, I got this one website to where it's like, I could go to the website, and I ain't got to print nothing. They'll print all of the shit for me. I just got to put it on the shirt.
Yeah. That's a shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I got the copy of things. You know, I got the, so you can print it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. The lady really don't know what she got rid of. She actually got rid of like a 2000 some machine, and I talked it down to 300. When I tell you, I drove that hour to go get it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I sure did.
Well, I got the printer, and then I got something called a vinyl cutter.
Yeah.
You know what? It cuts everything out, but you just gotta peel everything off then put it on the shirt. But
right.
I found it tight to where, you know, if I don't feel like cutting and peeling, I just send it to them, but then they'll cut it and peel it and then just send it to me. The only thing I gotta do is just put it on the shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's when I'm late.
The good thing I liked about it, it was still in the box, still in plastic. She actually opened the plastic up just so I could see it.
Wow.
Trying to plug it. I said, lady, it's too, you know, it's too cold. I trust you. You know, yeah, it's brand new. She never used it.
Is that right? Well, it might not have been her. You know what I mean? It might have been somebody else.
She was going to start with, she started out doing it with something else, but other people started doing it too, and she started supporting them, and just, you know, she had bought that to start her business off, but never used it. She was using something else.
Mhm. Yeah, because that's like one of my boys, his daughter, I'm jealous as hell too, because she started doing shit. She making like t-shirts for Walmart and shit like that. I'm like, motherfucker.
That's
where I need to be. Yeah, she had bought one machine, and she was gonna sell the old one to me, And I was gone, so I didn't answer the phone. So I messed that up, but you know, I can make t-shirts anyway, so I'm just trying to get them to where, you know, if somebody need an order, I can make them in bulk. But, you know, most of the time it just be like, well, we getting ready to go and do a show. I'm going to make a new t-shirt. And I could do it like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I love. But, yeah, congratulations. Shit, get your t-shirt on, because I know, huh?
Congratulations for you, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, I got my hand in all kind of cookie jars, so.
Right.
You know. Yeah. That's why I try to make Drew West a one-stop shop. Once you walk in, you ain't got to walk out. Oh, well, I got to go find somebody to do this for me. No, you don't. We do that, too. I got to find somebody to do. Mm-mm, no, you don't. We do that, too. Well, you know, right. Nope, we do that too. So, that's where I wanted it. You know. But yeah, man. Like I was trying to fuck with this damn drone. I ain't even put it up in the air yet, but. Shit, as soon as I brought that shit home, I'd have been trying to make me a t-shirt.
Hey, that's a great investment right there, a drone.
Mm-hmm. It ain't a big one, but, you know, them motherfuckers, they got the whole little, the cameras and all that shit on it.
Shit, you seen over there in Ukraine, them damn Russians got the damn drones shooting, blowing up them damn tanks. I said, what the hell?
Oh, shit, I wish I did have a drone like that. Shit, it'll be on. Nah, this just a little drone to wear, you know, we'll be doing certain little videos. Cause we got another one, but it's at my boy house. You know, he bought it, so I had to get one for myself so I could see what the hell's going on. First of all, I got to learn how to fly, because I can see me either making that motherfucker go too far and it fly away, or that motherfucker crashing into the ground.
You're going to make me buy one just so we can give each other a high five.
Hell yeah. I wish I had one of the motherfuckers that come all the way to your house. I'll be dropping packages off at people's house type of shit. Wish I had some weed. Hold on. I'll send you some. Go sweepy house. Type of shit. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited. I want to try to get this mug in the air. But then they sent me they sent me the batteries for the drone, but they don't have the batteries for the control. And then I got the thing where you put your phone on it so you can see the camera. So I know by the time we off of here, it's going to be too dark to be trying to fly. I'm just going to fly it around the studio. So if I fuck it up, it'll be fucked up in here and not outside.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I wonder where all these other people at. I can tell you. What we gonna do, Eos? I'm gonna jump into a couple of songs. Let's see here. What do I wanna play? I think I know what I wanna play. Hold on. I'm gonna play this. That's what I wanna hear. Drew West Radio, man. If y'all online, man, give us a call. 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? Drew West Radio, Mad Monday. Now, you see these fuck-ass sound effects is working. Watch Wednesday. Drew West Radio, let's go get into a couple of these times.
Thank you. It's a must, I wake up and thank God for letting me live to see another day. I passed out, curving off that E&J, forgot to pray. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Not quite where I wanna be, but daily I'm getting more and more closer to it. The sun shines through the blinds, it hurts my eyes, but somehow I'm instantly energized. I twist and spark up the light green, hop in the shower, Irish spring clean. Number one is my hygiene, number two is me striking up the street like some lightning, peeling notches just to make later tonight more exciting. But for right now though, man, I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone, on a tipped up flip phone, ready to get gone and come home with a split dome. I'm soaking up the sunshine in Doja. Ain't no one time that rollers coming, interrupt the gathering of soldiers, aka a baller's convention. Breaking bread with the kingpin while discussing my pension. Then he mentioned to me something about the weight that I'm dumping. Threw me the keys to a 10, Cherokee Grand with a humping. Then I jumped in without second thought, sounded the punch in and brought the mid-afternoon silence to a blunt end. That's how we function in the capital city, Cali, Sacramento Valley, pivoted in the Malibu on boats and rally. Same change when you get lots of mail. You become accustomed to popping champagne bottles, cracking lots of shells. All the things that come along with being a holder of a ticket. Dirty money spin, just like any other money.
Right. Can't get the skates and your money. Don't knock it all time.
I got to keep it real cause I'm a realist. I was poor and broken, wasn't no different strokes on me like Arnold and Willis. It was more like the Evans family on good times. Didn't have a damn gun, nothing I could call mine. I recall grinding on a piece of cola just to keep the landlord from coming over, beating on the dope. Overdue rent with no mercy, taking my last cent. But now I'm blessing my struggling days is past tense. Why I be absent when they call it wrong call on the dope track. The laws they got nowadays will have a brother tote back, and I know that. So I gave up the blow sack to the grinders and told them take their time to bring the dope back. But don't make me have to look, cause I won't stop till every tree and bush has been shook. And if for some reason you decide that you ain't paying, I'm delivering caskets, showing fools that I ain't playing. Cause what I'm saying is when it comes to the paper, I play for keeps. Whether I got it legitly or from the streets, it's enough to go around, so ain't no need in trying to take it from me. We can all have some dirty money.
D-I-R-T-Y,
black goes beyond lack, cause niggas come in flack. Dwelling in the east, kids get paid, dumping hella yay. Out there at 15, so they can get fiends to spend big green. Weighing out major weight on a trip beam. Cause in the east, we cop on weed shots. Don't fight the coke shots with mo knots. They cash just won't stop. Balling my homies, balling with money and mounds. Stealing keys for G's, look at Colombian rounds. I got O's for sticks, playing these hoes for tricks. Straight bombed every day, cause I blow big flips. Pages cracking like a pot when I took up the ride. Caught a homie Reggie Twin to hook up the spot. In Sacramento Valley, we stick a bed holding alley in a photo shed. That's how we roll in Cali. 86 in check, playing these tricks for sex. Fully equipped with tech, the gang of clips and vests. Yeah.
D-I-R-T-Y,
gonna let you know that I'm gonna put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all gonna be over here. Oh yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some ribs and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store and grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger and she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down.
down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too. If they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
2 p.m. and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a hurt in my neck from all the ass they keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but assassin songs. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the midst trying to keep cool. Summertime in L.A. is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a cordage board. Tank top thongs and a smoothie galore. Homies playing bombs to their favorite rap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Kelly sun's on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together when that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. On what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
West Coast dipping, ain't willing down the bottle prescription, cause we dream big, gifted to drink clear, yeah, way beyond the contest, so you cats better watch it like a Timex, no comparison to beginner or veteran, but they say my words cut like editing, in the best shape I ever been, very bright light, call me Edison, yeah. Yeah, ow, me and Pop just kill it down, down. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just kill it down.
Talk shit all the time, verbal ass whooping. If you got beef, we can cut it up.
up and cooking. You wanna take flight reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the brittle face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, any time, people be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my balls like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know again, scratch ITC. West Coast, East Side, FC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' style. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just killin' style.
I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping to that. Don't want to eat this small cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping to that. I'm swerving and dipping to that. I'm swerving and dipping to that. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga. I ain't even tripping to that. I'm swerving and dipping to that. I'm swerving and dipping to that. Don't want to eat this small cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping to that. I'm swerving and dipping to that.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. We back in the building. All live with the call. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- We also got the homegirl Julia. And now we got Go-Go Loco. All right. Shit. What the business? Go-Go, what up, man? I thought you was coming up here today. Hello?
Some shit came up.
I thought shit was supposed to go down. Hello? What's a whole lot of popping in this moment?
What happened?
Huh?
I don't know. It's tripping. They ain't been trying to let me on all day. I've been getting on for the last 49 minutes.
I saw you popped up once or twice, but you kept on leaving. It kept on going off.
ringing, just ringing. It wasn't saying nothing else. Just rung like five times.
Oh yeah, tonight. I mean, all you gotta do is tell me to call in. Foxy in the building. What up, Fox?
Hello. It's me you're looking for.
Ah.
What's going down, family?
Oh,
what's
Jenny,
going down?
What's going on with you?
Maintaining as usual.
Oh, but of course. Maintaining is better than no brain.
Maintaining.
Mm-hmm.
Another day, another maybe $2-3 if I'm lucky.
Yeah, that's the way it is. You know what I mean? Oh, we can
just
do
what,
it.
What's going on with everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, you know what? I'm better than some and worse than others.
Already?
Well. It's all good though. I'm good. Shit. I'm chilling. Shoot, just feeling like I need.
Are you still breathing?
Oh yeah, I'm on the right side of the dirt.
Okay, we ain't got no choice but to be good. You still here?
Mm-hmm. The right side of the dirt is always better than the other side.
Because that can be somebody else that's doing way hell of a lot worse than you. So.
That's why I said I'm doing better than some and doing worse than others.
Where Mr. Ooh yeah, where he at?
JoJo, he there.
What's up,
Hello.
With
it?
Hey.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, wait a minute. I think this nigga be really thinking that he the other JoJo, because that nigga, welcome to the truth.
Oh, no hate. You know that shit is lies.
I had to pull out my KC and JoJo. You know what, JoJo?
I mean, I know this ain't my show, but I think this kind of like what you might need to do when you get on there. Just got them, just sing it. True Res Radio, yeah. Just all
if
of
that nigga
it,
do
just
that
do
shit, and that shit sound like that.
Try
fuck
the
yeah.
I do the ad-lib.
Well, when I come up there, nigga, we gonna work on some shit. I'm gonna be up there.
I'm gonna auto-tune the shit out that nigga.
Sweet pea.
What's up?
I say sweet pea.
That's her. She on the low side.
Hello. You can't hear me?
No, you're not going to say hello?
I did say hey.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Somebody got some clickety-clacking and static going on. Well, it might be me because I'm on a Wi-Fi number.
Oh, okay. Well,
or it could be me.
Wi-Fi.
I'm on a Wi-Fi number, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we got some inner twingling going on right now.
Y'all shit is tapped. Y'all shit is tapped. Oh, shit.
Julia's
deep. I don't know. I think her phone went out. So she.
Oh, okay. Tell. Okay. Whenever she get back on air, tell her I'm still at the damn airport with the time with her name, Julie. just let her know I'm still there. Goddamn.
Nigga been at the airport for like 3-4 days. There she go.
Look. Okay.
There you go.
Mr. So, Everywhere.
He ain't on here either.
I thought your phone had one hit. I was trying to get it trying to charge.
Hey, Julie.
All right. I'm just hollering at everybody. Oh. That's all. Because,
Julia.
I mean, like, real nigga shit, you know, like, I mean, I ain't trying to be on no, you know, no deep stuff tonight, but, you know, your girl been kind of going through, you know, a lot of stuff, like, like basically like reevaluating a lot of friendships, relationships, and is it worth me being solo dolo type shit, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'll be having lonesome nights, but you know, it's just who I, you know, who's worth continuing to be, you know, in the picture, you know, like who's going, what you call it, who's going to be an addition and not a liability, if that makes any sense.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, some lonesome nights bring great mornings. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't know. I really can't speak for everybody else, but, you know, even me being married, sometimes I have some lonesome nights and good mornings, you know what I mean? As much again, once you wake up and you look around and you say, oh, I'm alive. Oh, shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. My thing is, it's okay. First of all, it's bad enough that you know I'm damn near antisocial as it is. So the very few people that I do associate myself with and keep in my corner, hell, now they ass is you know. Under investigation.
Wow.
Just because you may know somebody for so many years, you know, a certain situation could present itself, could occur to where, you know what I'm saying, to where they two colors actually really goddamn be show.
Well, you know,
well,
I would say
that it's inevitable to feel lonely at any given point in time, because even if you have people around you, they're not going to always understand what you're going through, or they're not going to always share your interests the same way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like me with the prince, a lot of people don't care about that shit, and a lot of people is interested. They surprised that I'm growing that shit on the balcony, you know, but everybody's not going to always understand you, not on every subject.
Mm-mm.
And when you notice that a person just ain't good for you at all, period, no matter what way it is, it's up to you, you know, to treat yourself right. That's all I say.
Exactly. But that's what I was going to say. I'll wait. I got this one saying, I was born by myself. I'm probably more than likely. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to die by myself. So as long as I'm good with myself, I really don't give a shit about nobody else. I mean, that's just, I mean, not being malice or saying that, you know, I don't appreciate or I don't need the people that's in my life like y'all and, you know, some of my family, you know what I mean? But if you kind of got your own self together, you really don't need no damn body.
But listen, bro, like, that's the thing. Like, the fucked up part about it is I don't have to be by myself. You see what I'm saying? Like, I could literally, you know, by the grace of Allah, you know what I'm saying, I done been stable in, you know, in my own space for this long, but I could not be alone. Like, I could literally invite, you know what I'm saying, the people that I've been associating myself with, but the fact that I'm seeing certain things from these people that I've been knowing for so long, and it's not like coinciding with my energy or my vibe or the path that I'm trying to walk in, is like the fact that I am alone is because then I have no choice but to be alone, because I'm choosing not to fuck with these people. You see what I'm saying?
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you, it's just like I always say, and I tell y'all this all the time. It was 25 of us, And now it's basically, when it comes down to us physical, all of us, it's only me and JoJo. Scared a whole group of motherfuckers. But you know what? Don't get me wrong. I got love for the cat. Oh, but the whole thing about it is, if I'm not getting ready to really, you know, understand what we trying to build and what we trying to get together, y'all could go on and bounce. Ain't got no ill feelings. There's a whole lot of motherfuckers out with a bus to come and fuck their ass up. Just step out in the middle, get fucked up by a bus. Some people. But then I don't wish that on nobody.
I was saying, just because you have different interests than people don't mean, like, I got friends who I got one homegirl. We've been friends since we was 5 years old. Literally. So that's 35 years worth of friendship. And we still cool. I ain't seen her in a long ass time. But we talk on Facebook every day. And we live completely different types of lives, you know, but we still, it don't mean that we not cool no more, if that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
And we see each other every now and then. This COVID shit, it kind of tell you, it's been me. I'll be like, no, don't breathe on me. How many people over there? I don't know. So,
they're wearing the building.
What's good? What's good? Foxy said, I'm so alone.
You know, say, look here. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, I do. You know, I got to come in singing like you do. It's only right.
Well, shoot.
Oh, y'all fucking
well,
me up.
You know
weird,
what?
I'm coming
I'll
in
be,
with the solo.
I'll be like, What's the name in here? Goddamn, come and say see me for once. Goddamn,
scratch.
Somebody come see about my ass. Yeah.
Ain't scratch. I need your help, man.
What you
I
need, brother?
I need you, like Confetti say, I need you to trick off one of them beats. It's on Costume 6ix9ine because he broke as a joke. And I told y'all what was going to happen. But he said, I'm not a sucker, so I don't need a bodyguard. He spent all his money out on protection, and he broke. Whack 100 said he had to wire him $20 for gas money.
Ah.
Oh,
you ain't saying nothing slick to a can of oil.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, he done went broke.
Oh, I can't stand him. You know, I knew he was going broke because he was focusing his energy on the wrong way. And that's the perfect example. When he got off, the way he got off, he should have started a business. He should have started selling weed. Any damn thing besides thinking he was going to do the same old thing with a fucking security detail. No, you going to take your ass back to jail.
Fuck, Rambo right, bitch niggas that follow.
Ha ha. You heard the ghetto boys. He said, when it gets gangsta. When it gets gangsta, he sings.
I love it.
Sweet Pea, I'm mad at you. You didn't go to the rodeo of Houston and get no damn footage. Really?
Oh, hell no. You see, you heard me just talking about I don't want people breathing on me. You seen all that motherfuckers?
Man, you gonna be in the sky by Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had a panic attack looking at all them people. I was like, look at that.
I hate I missed it.
I missed it.
That was a classic, boy. Bun B pulled that off. He brung everybody out.
Wow.
It was nice, though, to have the, see them do that in a stadium and everything. I'm going to have to look up the show footage. But
yeah,
I've
been watching
those people before. In concert at different places.
What
the
hell was this? It was a concert or it was like a real rodeo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bun B brought everybody in Houston out, all the rappers in Houston out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he pulled it off.
Hey, that's why I got to get my chains together. I'd have been out that motherfucker.
They was all up there doing the soft side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Paul Wall's favorite dance. That's what he always do.
I'd have been out that motherfucker. I don't know. I think this is something I'm gonna have to start making my rounds around for shit, man.
You know who I did see in concert before though? Well, I didn't see all of them, I believe, who was up there, but I seen Big Mo. And you know he was set and everything, but he actually sounds just like the CD that
His son sounds just like him. You ain't never heard that Superstar 2017? Mike Dean and Big Mo's son?
I didn't know that was his son.
Really cool. Everybody want to know my name. He me doing like a superstar. Yeah, that's someone going, that's his son singing. Sounds just like him.
Wow.
Scratch, what you were trying to ask me when I first came on?
Huh?
So what you were trying to ask me when I first came on?
Nigga, that was an hour ago. I don't know.
No, it was like 5 minutes ago. I was trying to continue talking.
I don't know. Let me rewind some tape in my head, and I'll probably bring it up. It was something I was gonna say. Shit. You know, motherfuckers, I got 3 brain cells. You gotta forgive me. Yeah.
Where
everybody
at?
We all up in this joint, man.
Jojo here. Buddha Ali. Confetti. Where everybody at? 86. I ain't heard from 86 since shit.
Oh, yeah,
86 on there.
Oh,
Jojo
okay.
Jojo on there. I don't know where the hell Confetti, you know, he gon' show up 5 minutes before the show go off.
He been missing the last couple of them, huh?
Yeah, he be popping in. He's just late all the damn time. But then, you know, he might as well snore while he's off the goddamn air than snore on the air.
You made him love. He just snoring.
Yeah, them motherfuckers get that goddamn snore on. Like, oh my god. Motherfucking.
Oh, hey.
But radio is still time.
Oh,
shit.
Y'all
gotta do better, Blog Talk. You gotta
know somebody listening to this show. The quality
is horrible. Y'all gotta do better. I know. I know, shit. Sound like popcorn. Yeah, that's Teddy Pendergrass' greatest hits album of summer. Then went on to the end.
I didn't say Teddy Pendergrass. It sounds like a gang of fireworks going off now.
It sounded like popcorn.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't stabbed a bologna yet. They didn't got it in the skillet, but they ain't stabbed it yet.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, you know, you gotta, you know what I used to do? I used to put a little just cut. I put a cut in that motherfucker, like, damn near to the middle of the bologna. Was it? Back when I was a kid, nigga, I didn't even put it in the skillet. I put that motherfucker right on the burner.
Oh, boy, don't get me started on that. Yeah, we was warming up. We had found some, we had to be about, what, 8 and 10 or 7 and 10 or something, Mr. Everywhere. We found a shoebox lid up under my auntie's coffee table, and it had mostly seeds and a little bit of shake, so we caught ourselves rolling up a joint and hit that shit. It got so high, and we were warming up some leftovers from the cookout and put the hamburger patty right on the damn burner, on the gas stove. We had a grease fire. My mom came with it. What y'all ass on me doing? Stop there and burn the house. Ooh, hey, you better not be on loudspeaker, Mr. Edwards, because I'm snitching right now. Well, you're gonna get,
you all right.
Okay.
Catch is a limitation.
So hear that shit, you're gonna be like, what?
Damn. I already
told you. Hey, we were 17.
I said, I'm going to go to my cousin's house. I'm about 7, 8 years old, and they got me high, so shit, I've been a long time smoking.
With Ali, that's what he was, DB. Nigga, I put my bologna right on the fire, nigga, fuck all that. Nigga, I flipped that motherfucker a couple of times, it's straight on the sandwich. I ain't never put no goddamn whole hamburger on that motherfucker. I ain't did that.
Bologna, the one out the package? The bologna out the package or the one with the red around the outside?
The red around the outside.
With
the red around the red off that bitch?
The red around it.
Yeah.
That's gonna be curling up.
Nigga, I used to peel that motherfucking red up and throw that motherfucker right on the farm. Nigga, no skillet, no nothing.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, that's the best bologna sandwich ever, my nigga.
Flame broil. That motherfucker was flame broil.
Nigga. Motherfucking straight Burger King bologna around that.
Burger King bologna. You think I'm lying? That's just a... Hey.
Yeah.
It's some sugar water.
I used to put salami in my egg.
Yeah, we did that too, gee. I got a goddamn tar marks on it and everything, nigga. That shit was OG, man. If I didn't, if, man, we got an electric stove, so I can't do that shit.
I hate electric
stove. That shit's so saucy, I probably pass out. What y'all know about
sugar water and ketchup sandwich? I don't know nothing about that. I really don't.
I had to use the Kool-Aid. Somebody...
I don't know nothing about it. I mean, you know, I think I had
what?
Sugar water before, but not a ketchup sandwich. No.
Hey, 86, what do they know about them MREs? Remember Daddy had some of them MREs we tried to eat?
Oh, yeah.
The military ration?
I'll that be waiting on a hurricane, so I can just smoke.
Well, you know, we had some damn soup or something, some MRE soup or something. We was starving like a summer gun. My dad had them hid somewhere. And we found them. We did them up.
After one of these mini hurricanes we had, they was passing them off. And we were looking for them. We was like, they got deserted in something out.
Hey, nigga.
Yeah.
My homie got me some military rations. That shit was fire, nigga. After he put a little, put a little bit of this and a little bit of that in that motherfucker. That shit was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I had a big, old bag of beans, my nigga. Chili. Oh, that shit was fire.
Look, I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm not gloating on it by a long shot, but damn, I never knew nothing about no goddamn spread. I ain't know nothing about like what I mean. A spread can come in different ways. You can learn a lot in the county. But
I ain't even know shit. Yeah,
look, exactly.
I told y'all I'm allergic to them noodles, so I ain't even know shit.
Oh, Lord. The spread be, oh, man.
Oh, I guess I'm talking about myself on that, but I'm just saying.
My uncle used to do it.
Y'all keep y'all ass in the city then, because we didn't have no commissary in the damn county. Wasn't none of that.
Nope. Now, you didn't get that in the county, but when, you know, you go to the state fair and the motherfucker, you got...
Oh, yeah. I loaded down,
I
man.
Guess
shit,
all
my
that
commissary
shit,
was loaded.
Yeah.
I maxed that $55 out of every week. They like, man, how you got, what you call it, man? You got summer sausage, you got cheese, you got chili, you got goddamn a frosted plate, yard nails, ice cream. They all sitting around starving like a summer girl. I'm like, shit.
But look, though.
Hell yeah, they got ice cream.
That's the thing. A spread is whatever you could put in that motherfucker.
That part.
That's whatever you want in there. I don't think I put no frosted flakes in my spread, but you know what I'm saying.
And get them Cheetos, get that summer sausage, and cut that cheese, and then put them Cheetos
yeah.
on there. Put that damn ramen noodles and twist it up.
And don't forget about the beans.
Nigga, the motherfucking tuna, man.
No.
Hey, your ass out there on the whole squad ready to take a shit and can't go.
Nigga, that goddamn tuna in that motherfucker used to be. Wait till y'all see how the West. Wait till y'all see the part on How the West Was Won documentary. We show you how to make a spread.
Y'all ain't got no whole squad, do you, Scratch, out there? And we got a whole squad. You out there in that field. You just like life. Just like on life. You out there with that hoe up, hoe down. 12 noon.
You know what we got? We got the fire squad, you know what I'm saying, to where if you could get on that motherfucker, that's the only time you could get out, and you could go and, nigga, you gotta go fight fires and cut brush and all that shit. Nah, nigga, we wasn't on no nigga digging for cotton and type of shit.
Hell yeah, we had plant goddamn it cabbage, plant squash. You got to sit up there and hoe it one day. Next day you crawled on the ground. One man dropped the damn seedling, and then that man put on the ground. He patted in, and then the next man he just walking all the way up and down the road. You do about 9 rows a day. You gonna hoe 9 rows?
We ain't got that day. Shit out here.
And you better not kill the snake. You kill the snake, you go to the hole.
That's slavery.
The only thing we got out here like that is fire camp. And fire camp is a privilege.
Slavery was legal. This is the South. He said that's slavery.
But y'all know that South is eating too.
Slavery still exists.
That's where they get their food from too. From the food they be planting.
Okay, well, let me ask this. How much they make a day working out there at that hard labor?
Nigga, $1.
You don't make a dime. That's all free labor. Every 60 days, you do 60 days.
Oh, hell no. At least when you go to fire camp, you get $1 a day and $1
an
hour when you want to fire
camp, nigga.
Well,
nigga,
I'm going to tell
and
you.
Fire camp is a privilege.
Well, y'all
okay, I'm glad we're talking about that now. This is for those that's listening. If you just got out, you can get hired at a fire department after 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
On some real shit. I wish I'd have known that when I got out. I might have been doing something like fighting house fights. But then again, I've seen people get burned up, so you never know.
Niggas go to fire camp just to get out they cell.
Nigga, you have so much freedom. So much freedom. You always out. You in about. You with the community. You get what I'm saying? Like, they feed you steaks and shit, nigga. You eat good. When I say eat good, you eat good.
Arkansas, the closest deal you're going to see to that penitentiary is once you leave that penitentiary, you're going to see about 30 miles worth of cotton. That's what you're going to see when you leave that. If you get out that penitentiary, try to sneak out, you're going to go 30 miles worth of cotton before you see a close road. That's how they in the middle of the boondocks. And I'm telling you, man, you out there 60 days for free, son. Unless it's like 100... then you're going to catch out. If it's too cold or too hot, they won't let you go out. But, man, you're going to get them 60 days in before you can work in the cafeteria, library, or work in the laundry room. You're going to be out there on that hole squad. And if you get any infraction, they keep you 60 more days. You go in the hole, you're going to get 30 in the hole or 60 in the hole, and then you're going to come back out and get 60 more days on the hole squad.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's all free. Ain't no getting no $1 a day, $1 an hour. Ain't none of that shit. It ain't going on. They gonna tell you don't like it, bond out.
Nigga, I'm telling you, fire camp, nigga, to everybody, nigga. If you and that motherfucker, they be like, fire camp. Nigga, everybody
well, they gonna
like,
have
hell yeah,
in the hole. I'm gonna be in the hole the whole time, because fuck that.
You heard me? shit, that's where you go. Nigga eating pizza and all kind of good ass food and shit like that. Shit. Nigga, anything to get out that motherfucking city. I'm just saying. Hold on, y'all. I had to go to the waterworks. You know something. Watching my goddamn hand.
Well, shit, I would say anybody that did have to plant stuff and have to garden, if they into it, you're not going to have no income. So you can actually go to school for free. And you can be a master gardener. And you can start to do something like that.
Well, don't get me wrong.
I thought about doing that, but it's too much work to go into that for me right now. But I thought about it. Because if you buy a piece of land and you start a community garden, all you got to do is charge people for the month or about a year. So that's a garden on your land and you help them.
Well, you got to have a shitload of land to even make some
and
goddamn
nigga,
money.
The land don't cost that much. It don't cost that much now. I know people selling parcels of land for $5,000 and $6,000 and stuff.
Wow. Hell yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, don't get me. If I
not
buy land,
though.
I want to build
land.
Some shit on the motherfucker. That's all I'm talking about.
I mean, you can. If you want to.
It's cheap
down
south.
People,
man, cheap.
What they want to do with their land. But you can buy two parcels or whatever. You can buy one.
Man, well, that's what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, I even thought about it out here. Motherfuckers got, you know, they got the right kind of change. Nigga, I just buy some land out here and buy my ultimate house, nigga. I'm going to buy a house and put a motherfucking moat around that motherfucker with some alligators in that bitch with a drawbridge. This is gonna be a real castle. Motherfucker be like, The police wanna come in here, they gonna watch the land of helicopters and propel from the top of that motherfucker. Nah, I just wanna get some. You know, the thing that tripped me out is, you know, when you get, these people got money and then they get a fucking house with like 10, 20 bedrooms and 14 bathrooms. Like, for what?
I don't want that dusty ass shit if it ain't that many people. If there's no reason for that many people to be in the house at one time, I don't want nothing like that.
Right, exactly. I think we talked about it last time. Like, motherfuckers will be sleeping all up in your house. You don't even know. Them motherfuckers on the other side of the house. Some
I would
unknown.
Rather have rooms for different detailed things that I do so that I don't get confused or start doing something else. Like, if I need one place where I can make soap and stuff for your hair and stuff like that, and we need another place that's going to be a studio for him and, you know, them types of things.
I hear you.
But I don't even want all of that inside the same house because of the noise level and them types of things. That's why I would rather have it separate from the house that I actually live in. I want like one of them villa looking houses like in Africa when you walk in the house on two sides and it's a pool in the front of that bitch right there in the middle. Like a little pond or something.
Well, shit, we getting ready to jump into a couple of jams, man. We got 36 minutes, man. If y'all online, man, give us a call. 3-1 Radio, man. Give us a call, man. Let me jump into this shit. Hey, wow. Radio, give us a call. Yeah.
Street hop, the unique hop. That a nigga gotta get his swagger back. Cause my swagger never left. But fuck it.
SWAGG swag. Got it. Never lost it. Just never flossed it. It's awesome. I bring it to your flush with no problem. Let's get it started. Let's get retarded. The hard shit, I got it.
bounce shit, I got it. Baby girl, get it, don't stop it. From Earth to Jupiter, I'm shooting in my rocket. Speakers going boom, and I'm steaming up the cockpit. Unique, ripping the tone, my swagger is the topic. It's like crossover, straight to the hold up, the object. Flawless, September to August. Fuck it, I'm the hardest. Fuck it, I'm the hardest.
SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it. SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it.
Yo, take me for instance. Relentless interest to handling business. Suited up, really dope. Lyrical fencing. My raps be lyrical ginseng. Pay close attention to how double S rip things, twist things. Drop it on the track, master that after mixing. Testing, mic check, 1, 2. Got the karate body that come with the kung fu. Chop you, then drop dudes who jock you. Fucked up is what talk and shit got you. Think twice, fucking with hot crews. I'm on my grown man tool in my hand for any fool who wanna get out of hand. This is West Coast shit. Explosives, secret service on the track, Cash Capone ripping that. Cali trees in my lungs, on the beach blowing bombs. I make it crack a lack, I got my swagger back.
SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it. SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it.
Any challenge, I knock any sucker off balance. All types of awards for my talents. I'm smashing. Come through, I'll smash you too. Smash that crew. Try to flip the script, you better stash that too. I'll be pounding the pavement, taking no short. Infiltrate the crowd, chameleon style. Penetrate the crowd, on the grind, on my lonely. Wish I had a tenderoni to hold me, console me. Tell me that I'm one and only. Smoking blunts with the homies, roll with the OGs. Staying out the pen, no licks, no codies. Play the game to win, plotting and angling in the rotten and dangerous South, scandalous habitat. Adjacent to nothing basic, nothing to play with. I get money, act funny, I gotta take it. Relating with the Secret Service agents, we out here with that fat rap, Similac, save it. Take it how you wanna take it, real shit, I crave it. I plot and make chips, you rock me, make chips. Jock my statement, fake bitch, fake with your fake shit.
SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swag back.
I got it. SWAG swag. SWAG swag. SWAG swag.
A nigga got his swag back.
I got it.
Yeah. Swag. Attitude. Persona. Abbreviation SWAG. A dominating force that controls the crowd. Dominates and controls and it demands attention. SWAG.
P1. Big Fee.
Big Fee.
Primary.
Primary.
Bird,
Bird,
feel good,
feel good.
Authentic swing,
authentic
baby.
Swing, baby.
Going to the club on dub, and I got a pocket full of buns.
Pocket full of cash.
Ladies, can you show them on me, girl? Going to the club on dub, and I got a pocket full of buns.
I'm rolling down central with a pocket full of dough. Sipping XO, I'm popping it pros. On 144 spokes at no. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio. Hit the club with thugs, triple O's blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's best you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was going to the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when I'm changing lanes. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap game with fame like Danish Dane. Switch them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state with you popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking bud. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight. Cause I done ran four lights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a beat for lying.
Now hold your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey lady,
get into the truck.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead.
Club on dub, on dub. I got a pocket full of buns,
pocket full of cash.
Ladies, can you throw them on me, girl? Go into the
club on dub. And I got a pocket full of
pockets full of fun.
My truck is packed with dub.
Yeah.
Ladies, can you show them on the show? I stepped out to the Nazi, fresh and clean, 6'1" footer. Bling and change.
Bling.
You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hang. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make you wet, make you bang when she working the thing. All the mamas, that's it, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my clique about to do some things. That guy, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the eight, then I'm using the shape. Now watch that, I smell in the back. Smell like the homies is blazing the dirt back. Matter of fact, let me get you the pass in the right back. I'm feeling, feeling good right now. Laced up in the fat form around and out. If you feel the same way, just shout out. Everybody in the club get rowdy rap. Release your nasty side, freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burn your eyes. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life.
Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side. Hey ladies,
into the club.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride? Going
on the club, on the club.
Rolling.
And I got a pocket full of fun.
A pocket full of fun.
My truck is packed with fun.
Looking at your pretty eyes, looking at your
kissing lipstick, hips to the major signs. I got a question to single love. You got a man, you got a girl? Well, nice then. Don't ask no questions, won't be no answers. That's what I'm saying. I need your body right now, no time for delaying. I'm saying I can give it to you all night. Let me be the one to make sure that your body right. You feel me? Cause you giving me that love notion. I wanna lay your body down and rub you with lotion. I'm hoping we can get together for the night. Me and you, one on one, that's right.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful cause it's so confusing.
Girl, girl.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful when you're pursuing.
Girl, girl.
I keep it greasy, I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Temptations with these rookies, these rookies don't wanna see me. Crippled off a triple, my nickels so take it easy.
You heard what they said about your boy, your flows are sick. He's like cancer in HIV when he spit what he spit. It's real spit that he spit, hit you with a spit and he split. But sometimes he get funny, so with a nifty spit that he spit. Shit, no matter what you cut, he's from one of the top 10. He won't say it, but I think he better than most men. But when you see him show though, from the injury to flow, so cold. With some of the sickest ones, but I love it when he flows slow though. Oh, that shit about your chick, he ain't really for show though. But yo ho for no dough, she love giving a bro bro. Hey yo bro, he seen you in the back standing solo. You feeling him so slow, but you the only one going budo. It's budo. So when you see him rolling in that lolo in slow-mo, and you pushing the 86 Bobo, well you know, you got the look but no photo. Now take a photo and use the same for part of your promo.
Wild easy, but cheesy my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these buckles, these rookies don't wanna see me. Flip it off the triple, my nickel, so take it easy. Wild easy, but cheesy my easy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Repentance with these records, these rookies don't wanna see me. Grip it off the triple, my niggas don't take it easy.
Your styles are like CDs you see, and the shit is aight. But when you buy the CD, it's only one song that you like. But my shit stays tight, the Virgil twisted the dice. Don't get it twisted if you miss it, the numbers listed, aight. I leave the keys in the face, Nicki Minaj from the waist down. Love the fear, come and love it more when she face down.
Hey, that's the wrong verse, man.
My bad.
Alright, go.
I drink a little, I drink a little bit too much. I'm living my life on the edge of a razor, flipping my thumb with a new touch. So body, body, I like the party, but I'd rather be dipping a dip and taking a sip. You haters know me. A lyricist, I am, and I'll be the greatest. Maybe that's a little bit more to say, but who do you know that can say this? Cause I can kick it slower, kick it a little bit faster. Set the tone to pick up the pace, I watch the girl like cancer. Wild easy, for cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Flip it off the triple, my nickel, so take it easy. Wild easy, but my lazy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Repentance with these rookies, these rookies don't wanna see me. Grip it off the triple, my niggas don't take it easy. When she smiling at ball like I ain't got skills or something. Like after all this bullshit, we gon' be best friends or something. Like I'ma watch your back and say, dog, don't worry about nothing. But I'm the drama you get when you be acting wild in front. I think that, no fuck that, I know I'm better than you. I flip it, kid, shit with these brothers who fit harder than you. So you better think about what you think you ready to do. Cause after this, I'ma leave those rookies that be running with you. Cause y'all been barking for 3 years and y'all ain't bitch shit yet. You fucking with illusions cause I ain't feeling real shit yet. I dismantle clicking labels without breaking the sweat. See, I got money out the game, but it's about the respect. Transform the devil, where niggas be loving that shit. Hit the studio with scratch and banging out hits. Taking MCs all the way back down to diapers and tits. Look in my eyes so you can see how shitty I get.
Wild easy, for cheesy my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Flip it off a triple, my nipples will take it easy. Wild easy, for cheesy my easy, I keep it greasy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Flip it off a triple, my nipples will take it easy. Wild easy, for cheesy my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Flip it off a triple, my nipples will take it easy. Wild easy, for cheesy my easy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Repentance with these buckles, these rookies don't wanna see me. Grip it off a triple, my nipples will take it easy.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Mondays. Ugh.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Shotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you know we, yeah. It's that True West.
Yeah, that's true, what's up, man? We back in the building. Mad Monday, you know what I'm saying? We got about 20 minutes left, man. If y'all want to call in, man, give us a call, 342-1597. Everywhere. 86. Repeat! JoJo Loco. And that's your phone with all that goddamn static. Motherfucker Julie up in this joint. Buddha Ali, Dog 24 TV, and then Confetti. I told you he was going to show up when it was 5 minutes left.
Wow. Well, I got to be criticized.
Cause I told him, I said, they asked what you want, and I said no. I said, you gonna show up when there's 5 minutes left on the show. And I said, it's better for you to snore before the show than snore on the show.
Okay. You just gonna give me a bad report when I come to work, cause it's like automatically, I'm gonna just do some bad work, right? I'm gonna go to sleep on a job.
And look. I'm just going to, every time I'm on, I told you I was going to make some t-shirts with some bus track to go right over the front of the shirt where it'd be like, do me under the bus.
Oh, so you saying you on your job, huh? Every day. Every time we punch in.
When you start making shirts, I want one that say time out.
Oh yeah. We'll put threw me under the bus, so you have that big old bus stripe going down the shirt, and then on the back of it it's like time out.
Yeah, damn.
Mm-hmm. I want my
what it does,
out
what's
out
up with
point.
You?
It's
logo
out of
the
man, ain't nothing just getting back to the deep.
Okay, H. Where were you at?
I was in H-Town. Like last 2 weeks here. Just laying low. On Sweet PM, you know. Ain't that right? You was out there kicking out of the party,
though. Go see Sweet P now? Oh, man, you tripping.
I was laying low, man. Trying to get a little too confused thing done. You know, sometimes you gotta do a little thing. It don't seem like you're doing much. Your stuff gotta get done.
Ain't no way I'm gonna show up in the 8th and hang your by the 5 Sweet P. It ain't no way I'm gonna be in Dallas and not find your ass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You say that because you got eyes. You don't say that with no eyes.
Okay, well, maybe I was wrong about going to see Sweet Pea, but you could have just showed up.
Oh, man.
Hey, I was just telling my cousin earlier. I say, sometimes I be saying stuff, I be forgetting I'm blind, right? I say, you know, Scratch be reminding me. Mm-mm, hey, you can't do that. I just walk by you and rob you.
Who took my wallet?
Nah,
it's all good, my man.
Like, you be reminding me that Fetty, you can't do that no more. You can't see. I be forgetting that I'm blind sometimes.
I tell you what, you can really be sharper because, I mean, I can see pretty good, but my eyesight is bad anyway, but they used to think I was tricking. Because I'd be like, mama just walked in the house. You know what I'm saying? Or I'd be like, they go mister. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they'd be like, how the hell you know? You can't hear him walk. How you know mama just walked in the house? I was like, because mama slide her feet when she walks.
Right, right.
Oh yeah, I mean it's crazy because, you know, it's like my damn Chihuahua. It's a couple of Chihuahuas like across the fence on like by the alley, and my wife goes, "Well, how come?" I said, "What the hell are your dog barking for?" I said, "That ain't my dog." She go, how you know? I say, because I know her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that
right?
I know my dog.
Yeah, I know my
mm-hmm.
dog. See, that ain't my dog right there. That's the dog across the gate. How you know? I say, because I know her voice.
Hey, you can tell that. That's some engineer stuff because that's somebody who engineered and listened to stuff because I catch some. That probably somebody else won't kick because all I do is listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I do is listen. So what do you think? When you say something, I can pick up on it and magnify it because that's all I do is listen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I told her, I said, that ain't my dog barking. She said, yes, it is. No, it ain't.
You train to listen for certain sounds and music. You know what I'm saying? That don't supposed to be there. That don't sound right. You train to listen to stuff like that because you engineer.
You got an animal, though. You know it when it's your animal. Because I told y'all that a few months ago, that dogs bark with their own, they have their own voice. So when you say it sounds like your dog, you sound like your dog. You're right. You're probably right. You know what I'm saying? You probably even got another thing too, they can smell from far away. Like this dog, he always starts scratching at the patio door. And then 2 or 3 minutes later, Sister comes through the front door.
Mm-hmm. My Chihuahua barking in a pattern all the time. Seems like it's the same pattern.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's like my sister and them dog. I was over there. You know when he gonna start crying and get the whining, you like. So, I know that dog. I just know he must be going, he must be this or something, because he got a pattern. Like you said, that's probably what you know about your dog, too. Hey, my dog ain't gonna be out there barking for nothing. Something ain't right.
But my dog barking a pattern all the time, the same pattern.
If he sounds like he's screaming when he barks, he's screaming before the bark so loud. Well, with that motherfucker, Buddha Ali, where you at, man? Come up here, Buddha Ali, come up here. Hey, I'm with y'all, man. Two West Radio.
I'm just tripping, man. It was snowing a couple of days ago. Now we're in a tornado watch. So I'm just sitting up here.
tripping. You ain't lying. They got that thunderstorm. Yeah, I know they got that thunderstorm. That weather going from hot, cold. You already know. That's that spring, that fall, that temp, that winter, the fall, winter, the spring transfer. You know, we get a tornado that time.
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the crimps and blood. I can't do it.
So where's Great
Plains
at? You bought a Great Plains,
Booty?
I said,
where's
the Great
Plains? So what, 3P? How y'all doing? I could repeat the question.
There's not a lot of, buildings.
Buildings?
Yeah. said it's a lot of planes out there. Like, it's a lot of flat land, I mean.
Well, it's a lot of mountains too. So we right across the Red River. We up in these mountains, diamond mines, ancient pyramids, been covered up for thousands of years. Land of the giant, Bigfoot walking down here in the woods. So we got.
Man, hey, Buddha, how come I ain't never seen none of that stuff? I ain't seen no diamond mine, no Bigfoot, no pyramid.
I seen you walk across your yard
with those shoes on though.
I was about to say he didn't look hard enough.
My feet like Denzel Washington, nigga.
What you trying to say? Your feet cute. You look like the Black Fred Flintstone. That's what you did. They stole that. That's another comic they stole from us.
That's you with them chicken hops on the lane. Them chicken hops. Hang on the telephone lane.
Oh, Lord. That nigga say Fred Flintstone.
Hey,
wow.
They always say they done stole stuff from us.
Yeah,
they stole our comic book characters. They stole our comic book characters. It was originally Buddha Ali, but they named him Fred Flintstone.
Well, we built the light, damn man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with Fred Flintstone. I wasn't G.
You know what I'm saying?
So you trying to say you and Fred and Mr. Everywhere with Bonnie Rubble?
I knew you going to put my cousin in Mr. Everywhere. I knew you had to put my cousin in. What Mr. Everywhere had? He was over there earlier.
He trying to be over there and be quiet.
I know damn well Forever Rock ain't talking.
I didn't call Forever Rock.
Mr. Waka 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 Frail Rock.
Oh, Lord have
mercy. Damn, man. I thought he was over there asleep.
You the only one sleep around here.
I thought a scratch had him on mute or something. He over there quiet.
Let
How you doing,
you.
Mr. Edwell?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. I was asking about you earlier on. I said, man, I was asking about you and Boot out there. Like, where everybody at? Shoot.
It took me a minute today. I'm on there, though. Shit.
Okay. Please tell about them diamond mines. What them diamond mines?
Let me ask you a question. Now, this is for the West Coast. Now, I was listening to Charleston White.
Oh,
and
nah,
this is what this nigga gonna say. Nah, motherfucker. This is the most... Nah, but hey, fucking friend. Hey, compare, look out. Nah, but this is what he says, Scratch. He talking about it's over for California rap. It's over. There's no more.
Open it.
This was Charles White said, no more California. Talking about they ain't listening to nobody in California. They're not even following Kendrick Lamar no more.
Well, the only thing I can say is the way I be telling Rev Ali, he better put that goddamn sherm down.
Charles White know is, boy, he got to keep his views up because everybody know California about 39 million, so. He shooting for the whole. Hey, you know why do he always want to step on the back of hip hop? Cause he know hip hop entertain his ass. If hip hop stop entertaining him, just like what's his name, Dr. Umar, he gonna disappear. Bam, bam.
Oh, hold on, Dr. Umar just left Freeport. Hold on, Umar still with the movement. He just left Freeport last week. I'm just saying,
he was over there stepping on the back of hip hop too. That's how they all got their little shine. They want to step on the back of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I ain't put a quarter on it, but want to tear something black down. They the first one want to scream black power and black this and black that. Come on, man. Get up out of here, bro. Help us cultivate it before you start trying to get you a, get you a plate.
Okay, what did Dr. Omar say, though? What did Dr. Omar say for you to say?
Dr. Omar Johnson.
Yeah, I know him.
You say Dr. Omar. I mean, he's got a lot of stuff about hip-hop. I'm just saying, but you point out, I'm just saying, bro, you point out negative sections or negative things. You'll never point out the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? You might have 10 good things and one bad thing that need to be worked on, but with everything come, you know, come things that you got to work on. So, you know, you just aren't trying to throw the magnifying glass and get some glory, but come on, man.
Okay. That's exactly what it is. All these motherfuckers just sitting up here. Okay, if it's something that's the way they feel, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? That ain't everybody's opinion. That's not everybody's opinion. Motherfucker, everybody entitled to their opinion, but nigga, are you crazy, nigga? Nigga, West Coast, that motherfucker, as soon as the clock hit 12, that motherfucker be back again.
Hey, Buddha. In response to what you just said, what's going to take place in the music industry is, and New York's starting it, now all these rappers who talking about the sliding on ops, they're not going to play their music. So everybody who's going out there trying to make a rap song about that they've been doing, they're not going to get no play. So guess what the radio record company's going to do? They're going to drop them. So they're going to say, hell, we can't make no money off you now because your lyrical content is getting banned. And once the damn station's ban you, who you think that thing is the one responsible for getting the music out there? The radio station. So then you back at square one. So then anybody that thinks that this little format that's going on with the poo shiesties and all that, at the end of this year, it's going to get scratched right on out the ballpark. Another deal that's going on is people doing stuff and posting to YouTube. They're going to be taking that down. The record companies are already sending the, what you call a copyright claims. Anybody trying to sit there and post stuff up on YouTube, if it ain't clear, you done got a YouTube beat and trying to rap over it, or somebody, Kodak Black, Super Gremlin beat and rap over it, they're going to start taking all that, and they're going to suspend your whole YouTube account. It's what's taking place with the record industry right now as we speak. So later on in 2022, probably about 60% of the rappers that you see out there won't even be heard of again. And it's going to be a whole new format. Sony and Universal, boy, they're going hard and heavy on. They got people, that's all they do is surf the internet on YouTube to see who done used one of their artists' beats and try to rap over it and monetize off of it. And then they having YouTube suspend your account. So that's what's taking place right now. So the music industry is going to get shook up. Real fast this year, and it's going to be a culture shock. A lot of the artists that y'all used to seeing, they won't be putting out no more content, because if it can't get on the radio, then it's over with. Ain't no label going to sit up there and have no artist signed to no label, and they can't push them through the radio channel.
Mm-hmm. But you still got a lot of that people push through these playlists, though. You got, you know, that's like, what's that other one? That playlist?
It ain't going to happen. You think Drake is just going to push through what you call him? He ain't push on no radio? You crazy as hell. You think a Rick Ross going to push on
Well, I'm saying, but when you got it, hold on. But you, when you got these social media babies, and then you got to think, like, when you got, like, a young boy that's a social media baby, these youngsters, that's like who jumped on Facebook first? The youth did. You know what I'm saying? Then they switched to Instagram. So these social media babies, this is what they know and all they know. You know what I'm saying? It's like us
NBA
buying music.
NBA Youngboy makes $1.5 million every day.
Okay, let me explain something to you. How much you think the record company done made off of NBA Youngboy off a $2 million five-album deal? How much money do you think Atlantic Records made
them? Right. I'm not disputing that, but what
somewhere
I'm saying is...
$200 million.
But what I'm saying is... But this is what I'm saying, though. What I was saying is, like, somebody, like, we bought music. Some of these youngsters been stealing music ever since they've been alive. So they ain't got to steal it now because they monetize it through royalties on everything that's being streamed. So that's what I'm saying. So you got
these. Down. If they ain't got the legal paperwork on it, it's going to get taken down. They're going to do cease and desist letters to all iTunes. They're going to sit up there. Sony going to send a deal to iTunes. Y'all are copyright infringement. iTunes going to drop you off of the playlist. Spotify going to drop you. And Sony going to sue you.
Bro, but what you talking about, when these YouTube babies ain't used to listen to the radio and got all this on their phone, how you going to be like, so you talking about you got the older
all
generation listening to
crumble,
the older platform?
All them motherfuckers going to crumble because they use YouTube as a platform and all that shit is getting ready to get took down.
And if you can't get on the YouTube platform, you're going to be the suspended account. Where are you going to get some streaming revenues from?
Nowhere. True West Radio, we going to see y'all on Wednesday. We going to do the after hours for a little bit because I'm hungry. True West Radio, Mad Monday, and we here. Them motherfuckers getting ready to take off. They gonna take all they funky ass down. They ain't gonna have nowhere to go unless they find somewhere else to try to do it.
Well, what you talking about? That's cool with the ones that you saying that ain't doing it right. But we saying about the ones that are doing it right. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna need no radio if they ain't never used to it.
Confetti. It takes three streams to make one penny. Three streams to make one penny. Let's do this mathematically. How much you pay for a beat?
But that's depending on what platform you're on, though. All the platforms are the same. Some of them platforms are paying.
The average, some of them are less than, some of them you get less than that. But on the average, some of them is 4 pennies a stream. I mean,
nigga, Spotify is less than that, nigga.
So
Spotify about 50% a penny. About 50% a penny,
so
like half a penny.
Now look at this, Confetti. You spend how much on a beat? Pay $200, $250. Just ballpark. Then you spend another $200 on recording. Okay, that $400. Now, how long you think it's gonna take you to make that money back off of one song? Okay,
right. That's why you gotta come with another.
Okay.
That's why
now,
you gotta come with another platform.
You ain't got a platform bigger than YouTube. Now YouTube ain't got you on there. Now where you gonna go to? Because you gonna make more money off of radio spins than you is off of streaming. You gonna get nine cents off a radio spin compared to three streams equal a penny, and then you split that with a producer, so it takes six streams to make one. And if you sign to a label, the record company gonna get the first six streams of money before you and the producer get paid. So you gotta get 12 streams to make you one penny as an artist. That's pre-tax. That's before taxes. So
what's the next move? That's why you gotta find another.
What's
the
next move? You got to be on the radio to make a move. You got to be on the radio. If that was the case, Drake wouldn't be on the radio. All the big names, Future, none of them would even go on
the radio.
So if the radio is saying they gonna stop putting, if you talking about sliding on your ops, they're not gonna play your music like all the ones that's rapping about. Pull up on the ops with 30 round clip. They gonna get yanked off. They're not gonna play them. So where are they gonna get their money from now? That's what I'm trying
but
to tell
you.
So all them gonna be out of business.
I didn't understand that was a problem.
Well, see, the niggas is trying to get rid of cheating because all them motherfuckers be cheating. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to get rid of it to where, okay, you ain't gonna make no money, and then as far as everybody else who. You know, using all these other, this beat and that beat and this beat and that beat. If they take it off of YouTube, because the only thing YouTube was actually paying people because of your views. You know what I'm saying? And all that stuff, nigga, if you go to Spotify and all that other shit, nigga, like this nigga said, nigga, you would get a penny out for every motherfucker 12 stream. So niggas could watch your shit 12 times, man, you only getting a penny for it.
And that's with the people who pay for Spotify subscriptions.
Yep.
That's the whole case in point. And I'm looking at you like 12 streams make you one penny. 12 streams make you one penny. Really like 16 is what I got. I got a little deal. But it's like 16 streams will get you your first penny. And you ain't even paid for the goddamn cut the electricity. You ain't even paid to turn the light switch on with that one penny. At the 16 stream. And if you can't generate 5 million streams on the other platforms, because when YouTube shuts you down, then what are you going to do? Because that's the biggest platform. They shut you down because Sony and Universal and Atlantic, they're going in Warner. I mean, Universal, Sony, and Warner going after everybody off of what they call USC copyright infringement. Matter of fact, we had an issue with the Zone one time. They did that with us. They posted music that wasn't even, authorized. Unfortunate. Mm-hmm. That's the sad part about it. You got to get granted permission to sit up there and rebroadcast stuff. So that's where that lies at. So all these rappers, when the New York radio station said, we're not going to play any artists that's talking about sliding on ops, it's a new deal that they starting in New York. He's going to work his way East Coast and then back door. And all these artists that's running around talking about that, they ain't going to see the day of light, and their career is going to be back over with. They will be guaranteed 60% of them. You won't hear 60% of them after 2022. You'll be saying, man, what happened to what's-his-name? What happened to what's-his-name? Y'all remember what's-his-name was signed to Gucci? Y'all remember what's-his-name was signed to Gotti? They going to all be out of there. They ain't got no lyrical content. They got to come with something.
I'm going to tell you, I'm so happy that goddamn Rainbow Bright is broke. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, what happened to him?
I will be making a
his
song
money,
about that.
Buying jewelry and paying for security.
Oh, they say he's broke?
Yeah, WAC 100 said he had to wire him $20 for gas money.
Oh, from going to do an interview?
No, WAC's his manager.
Get out of
he
here.
Said the show money went dried up. He can't get no show. You can't get no labor deal, none of that stuff. All the money done dried up.
I am so fucking happy.
Hey, Joker don't realize. They took it out. Joker don't realize, and they might get mad. But when you go against the streets like that, bro, you know, everybody might, the fame you getting, all that's cool, but that shit's slow. When you start disrespecting, it slowly start pulling away. Until it's all gone.
I'm so fucking happy.
Because everybody who got respect, you disrespecting
happy.
Everybody who got respect. And see, the youth just don't know no better. So they got a heart. But once they start growing up, getting old enough, start saying, ah, that's some bullshit.
I am so
and all
happy.
Your fans just pull away from you.
That's
they look at you.
That's the best news I heard today. Well, all week, all year. Because I couldn't stand that motherfucker. Up there talking about
that. I just asked where he was. I didn't hear him. He was quiet. He been quiet, man.
That's what I was telling Buddha about 6ix9ine and Migos and Cardi B and all them. I said it wasn't going to last too long.
That's what I said.
I said it wasn't going to last
B's
too long. They say a fast horse won't run long.
Hold on. Everywhere, you know your business. And you talking some real stuff. You've been on top of your game. You've been in the game long. You got a PhD in this thing, okay? I've been sending some of your classes myself. I've become a student to some of your stuff. But let me say this, bro. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. They still going to drop something. Cardi B.
Buddha.
Stallion.
Buddha, that straightening song. We ain't heard from him since.
Hey, Mr. Edward, I said that shit last year. I said the Migos them motherfuckers ain't gonna last.
But how long they been in the game, though? They been in the game a minute, though, right?
They ain't been around that long, nigga.
Wait till this summer.
When the last time he won a championship? That's all I'm saying.
How long Migos been in the game? The summer is coming.
The
third quarter coming.
2013.
It's a wrap. Them niggas, the Migos
so
is over with.
That's almost 10 years.
But maybe Offset, but the whole group, Migos, them motherfuckers ain't shit, bro. They'll never make another hit ever.
Oh, wow.
But they just, you know, they had that straightening song. It came and went. That's like Roddy Ricch, Birdman, and Lil Wayne did that Stunner Man song. It didn't last 3 weeks on the charts, and it was over with. They yanked that whole song. Stunner Man.
Uh-uh.
That stuff didn't last 3 weeks. And this is Birdman and Lil Wayne, and they lasted 3 weeks on the charts. Came and went. Drive-through service.
That's an old song though, right?
Yeah, let me get a hamburger, let me get some fries. What you want? You want hamburger and fries too? You want a soda? That's
when,
it.
When the last time Lil Wayne song on the last 3 weeks on the chart? Lil Wayne now.
Yep. That nigga dying too.
Lil Wayne gonna drop a song this summer, man. I'm telling you. Lil Wayne, everybody's watch this summer, man. It's gonna be a whole
different thing. I'm gonna tell you some real shit because
Lil Wayne, I said
the same thing about 50 Cent, nigga. When that nigga made that In the Club song, I said that nigga, he ain't getting ready to make
50,
no more
50,
money.
50 got something out right now on the radio.
But listen what I'm saying. The music is whack. The music ain't shit.
Oh, no.
That nigga
got, man, you know what?
That new 50 like, hard now. Hey, let me say something. I feel like 50 was doing too many shows. That was his problem. He couldn't keep dropping consistent when he was hot. He was hot. He just couldn't keep doing the albums.
No,
he was doing too
many shows. TV shows now.
That's what I'm saying. That's the difference between motherfuckers that be rapping and think that they could just keep on sustaining their rap career. That nigga rap career, I knew his rap career wasn't going to last, nigga.
But he bought a whole wine. He was at a wine auction in Houston.
He ain't rapping. I bet you he can't sell no albums right now.
He got a new song right now on the radio. I'm telling y'all, I'm talking about this.
I think that's because he done got away from being known for his music.
It's almost like Ice Cube. Ice Cube ain't selling no goddamn records because he ain't really making them. But he doing everything else. That's cool. I'm not saying he wasn't going to make no money. But when it comes down to
the
But
he got
rap,
away from being known for his
why.
Music. You're right. He got away from being known for his music.
Yeah. Niggas just watch. Niggas can't even sell an album, but they got a whole lot of other business shit that they doing to make money. That's all I'm talking about.
And you know, and I feel scratched about that because I feel like when you lose the face of music, it's like the fans say, "Well, you ain't making music no more. You doing other stuff. We ain't looking for you for music no more." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga, that motherfucker, 50 Cent got the power. That's my shit, nigga. I watch that shit faithfully, all of it.
Some artists, they just go over their core. The older artists, they just go over their core audience anyway. I mean, you got Master P and them. They were 20 something years ago. And they still doing a tour and still selling out because they got a core, no limit fans that are in their 40s.
Of course, going to the show, they were dedicated
15-year-olds back then when they came out. Now 25 years later, here it is, bam.
Because people still like rap music, my nigga. Older people still like rap music, but they don't want to hear young boys and NBA young boys and all that motherfucker. Nobody want to hear that shit, huh? So you still got a whole old following that want to hear that shit. They just don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I made True West about because we had older motherfuckers up in the True in order for people could make something because they didn't want to hear all that goddamn trap bullshit and this, that, and other and all that. That's what the truth was all about. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, hold on now, Scratch. Hold on, Scratch. The West Coast trapping? Y'all niggas trapping in the West?
I ain't trapping. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
But I'm saying, for the music you playing, niggas still trapping. Some of the artists be on that we be listening, they be trapping, they trapping.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Nigga, if I'm going to make some money, I'm going to make the goddamn song. I don't give a fuck what it is. How about that? But you ain't heard me. You ain't never heard a goddamn
song. What? Oh, don't tell me. Now you going out like Rainbow, huh?
You never heard me make
You going out like Rainbow, huh? You talking about you going out like Rainbow.
I agree with Confetti. It's a lot of trap music out there. It just sounds different no matter where you stay at.
Yeah, there's West Coast style to it. It's a West Coast twist. So y'all trapping. This is the same thing.
Have y'all heard me do a trap song?
Yeah. Oh, we need to, though. We wait for you.
Pimpin' Chuck was pimpin' back, you know what I'm saying? You got to give it to him.
You can't put down south trap music together along with New York. Because that wasn't trap music.
Why not?
They called it. How you go? It didn't even have a name. Back in the 80s, when that shit was made, they didn't call it trap music in the 80s.
Hey, but check it out. You know, trapping was that New Jack City shit.
It was ghetto gospel. A trap song. You know what? Trap just came out the last 10 years. They call it trap.
All of a sudden,
somebody come up with the word trap music, so all the music that we did was trap music.
So, okay, they just like the name, so they just threw it.
I'm just saying, back in 1980, back in 90, well, I was in NWA, so now somebody come up with the word trap, so we did trap music back then.
Yeah, y'all was trapping. If y'all was hustling, y'all was
talking
about it.
Do you know what a trap, hold on. Do you know what a trap is?
I know what a trap is. But the whole thing about it is
you can't call something
that we did 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You can't call it trap because trap wasn't even around. The name.
But guess what? Let me tell you something. You check it out. Other than rapping, I listen to a lot of West Coast people. I listen to. I don't remember them just talking about a whole lot of dope slanging, hustling. All is a lot of gang banging. But, you know, the dope?
Ice-T? What are you saying?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I forgot my bad. Okay, I got to take it back.
King T?
King T? Hold on, wait a minute.
You know, hey, but your Ice-T is the man. That's it. He's a trap king.
Hold on.
He's an OG trap king.
Let me go on West Coast. Everybody been trapping. Like you said, they did it. I ain't saying they ain't never put it out there.
Yeah, but they just didn't name it that, though.
The first gang. Hold on, Confetti. West Coast was the first gangster rap. They run that shit. New York was the business rap, business tycoon, mobster rappers. Then the trap came in. Okay, they started calling trap, and then they claiming in Atlanta because they got the trap museum. But everybody's the same country, like Sweetie say, everybody on the underground jungle, trying to make it happen, trying to stay alive in the ghetto.
You know what? And another thing that I really mean by that 100% is that if you didn't start recording your stuff in a studio, if you started recording in a house, a dope house, then you started in a trap. Just because they call it something different now because it's a different time. And that's the thing. Shit, everybody needs to get more into each other's shit.
We call those demo tapes. We didn't call it trapping because we was recording in the house. We call it demo tapes because we had a four-track recorder, eight-track recorder, 12-track recorder. We would do our demos before we went to the big studio. We didn't call
that. We talking about dope house, though. We talking about the dope house.
We recorded at dope houses, too.
Hold on,
I
want to
know what we're arguing about.
It ain't an argument. It's just that you can't call nothing that we did back in the day trap music because it wasn't trap music.
Oh, yeah. Why not? We tell you.
Check it out. Y'all didn't want to call it trap. You didn't want to call it trap.
It's what y'all call it now, bro.
That's a trap.
You can't call it that now, my nigga. I mean, you could call it that now because that's what motherfuckers do. But when we did it, you can't, no matter what it is. Okay, maybe it was a trap then, but we never called that. I'm not going to call
eight
that
balls
what
in
we did trap house.
I had the
trap
ball. Wait a minute. Eight balls in my drawers. I had the balls.
40 ounce in my lap and it's freezing my butt. Nigga,
no
matter what. Eight ball in the bitch trap.
That's trap.
Y'all can call it that now, but that ain't what we call it. It's just like, nigga, I was telling motherfuckers that, nigga, we didn't name our shit what we did, what we was doing called gangster music. Somebody else named it that.
We never
said that it was gangster music. Nigga, it was just straight street underground shit, my nigga. That's the way it was, what we was doing. We never named it. You know, C. DeLores Tucker was the one that named it gangster rap. And everybody else ran with that goddamn name.
Right, right. But y'all had it, though. That was, you know, oh well.
They said gangster rap. They didn't say trap.
No, but see, but we know trap and gangster rap music is the same thing. We know that. But it's just... Hey, that was a different name for a different term for the new era to run with it at that time. That's all that was. That song became hot, and they ran with the new era. That's like this drill music.
We never called it gangster rap.
What about drill music? What about this drill music?
You know what, the best way I could sum this up, and it don't even make no sense to still be having the conversation. It's just like an evolution, a conversation. Oh, that's tight.
A new name.
It's
lit. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
that's fly.
Thing.
You know what I'm saying? That's tight. Yeah, that's fly.
It's the same
it's deep.
Thing.
You know what
you
I'm saying?
Me?
That's hot.
Same thing. You can call it what you want to, but it's the same thing.
Same thing,
okay,
right.
Yeah, and you know what? I could actually fuck with you on that one. That's real.
What about the drill music, though?
My whole thing is this. Let me tell you this. My whole thing is this. I would never call what we did trap. Never.
Right, I mean, that's respect. No, but I mean, what's up with the drill music then? Why they call drill music?
I don't know, because I never, that's a new term too.
Huh?
It's just a name they come up with.
I'm lost on the drill one. The drill music, I'm like, with the drill bullets in the jungle, what you know, what the drill
York
music
came from.
I like
go-go
the
go-go music. Do you remember how they had house music and go-go music?
Yeah, I know. They. I mean, they
go-go
got that, but I'm saying so.
And they was all the same fucking thing.
So drill music going to die real. So you telling me by N22, drill music out the window. Next.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
They
depend on where you're from.
The thing about it is people call.
Everything spins off of New York radio. I don't care what you say. They're going to break your album in New York before they break it in L.A. Ain't no
right,
way around
exactly.
It. I don't understand who you are. And if you're
exactly
not on the radio in New York, you're through. You're not getting no label deal. Where do you think all the record labels are at? In New York. Their headquarters
all
in New York.
That's what it
needs
to be.
But their headquarters in New York.
If they play the shit in New York, it just came all the way back. It went all the way down. Nigga, it was sold that we made. If they didn't play it in New York, we wouldn't have got played in L.A.
Well, that's right. Everything is, all the labels in New York on Boulevard of New York City. I don't care if it's Sony Records, Warner Brothers. They might have an office in Atlanta, an office in Miami, an office in, what's it called, the head office where it makes all decisions in New York. All the major record labels.
No matter where we was at, when I was signed with Warner Brothers, nigga, it had to go all the way from New York to come all the way back this way. And why am I in L.A. signed with Warner Brothers?
Well, I know it's a lot of mainstream rappers. They let that buzz die out because they don't want to fuck with these ladies. They feeling their obligations and they all falling back to some independent stuff, which they should have started on in the first place.
But Sweet Pea, the whole case in point is
500,000 is, you know, they probably make more money than making going platinum sometimes.
Yeah, but look at here, Sweet Pea. Here's how the game goes. And you can take this to everybody, can take this to the bank. The ones who ain't got major push, where are they at? They just doing little local club shows. They're not doing big festivals where they getting $2 million a show, none of that Drake money, none of that stuff. They just got a name for themselves, and that's it. Because the deal with the industry is just like they, Young Dolph Independent. No, he was signed to two labels. Master
yeah.
P was signed. He had independent control of his company, but he was still signed to Priority. That's the part that the people don't understand.
Right.
Now, if you got a whole bag that you can go and sit up there and pay over to all these radio stations to get your plays and numbers up, then it's going to be hard for you to even see the light of day, because if you ain't on Billboard charts, ain't nobody checking for you. Billboard's
on. And you know what, that's what I told Chris. I was like, I hope that by the time, you know, somebody do want to give him something decent, he'll already be established on that front. So, yeah, you'll be signing them, but your label is already yours. You know what I'm saying?
The thing about it is, Sweet Pea, even when, see, that's the wrong thing that everybody is trying to do. They're trying to get connected with a label versus having their own. Because when you sign with a label, do you know, even if they gave you $5, you have to give them motherfuckers back about $500 before you could even see $1? Probably
yeah,
less
I
than
that.
You know what I'm
it.
Saying? Motherfuckers don't understand that. You know, the thing
okay.
about it is, it's a whole lot of schemes and gimmicks that you have to do to have your own shit. Then, first of all, is having some goddamn money behind you. Now, if you get a motherfucker, somebody who want to invest some money in you, you know what I'm saying? It's a little different than rolling with a record company. Nigga, I was signed with motherfuckers. You know, them motherfuckers was charging me for parking. Nigga, if them motherfuckers paid for my parking, nigga, I had to wait until they got their parking money plus their extras. I had to wait for all of this money before you could see money as an artist. Most artists don't even see no money unless they go on tour. That's when they see money, before the goddamn recoup money go back to the record company.
Now, Sweet P. Okay, you know who Mozzie is, don't you, Sweet P?
Mozzie?
The Mozzie.
Where he
from? From Sacramento. He just signed. He's from Sacramento. He just signed with Yo Gotti. Now, Mozzie got his own record company, Mozzie Records. They were signed with Empire. But he was signed, Mozzie Records, his own record label. Now, why would he go sign with Yo Gotti if he got his own record label? Because it's the money.
He needs the money.
If you ain't got money behind you, you think you're going to, here's how it is. If you got $10,000 right now in your hand, you can get your song played on 100 radio stations by taking a Ruth and Chris gift card to the DJ and giving it to him to put one spin. He'll spin it. But it might be 3 o'clock in the morning when Sweet P and Connoisseur Chris and Mr. Everywhere and 86 and and Buddha Ali all sleep. And they're going to spend you at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday night. And then you say, hey, man, how come y'all ain't playing me? We did 3 o'clock Sunday. 3 o'clock in the afternoon? No, in the morning. Oh, man, ain't nobody heard me then, but he done lived up to his obligation.
They ain't going to play it in rush hour. They ain't going to play it when everybody in traffic coming off of work, coming from school and all that shit.
Because Universal, Warner Brothers, and Sony done said, we're going to give you a $5 million check. You're going to play Drake 3 times an hour for the next 3 months.
Morning traffic, lunch traffic, 5 o'clock traffic.
That's to get that spin. Run into the record label, get that spin, and get on Billboard so you can get you a Grammy. That's your bargaining power. Hey, man, I got a Grammy. I was number 13 on Billboard. But if you just, I'm independent and you ain't got no money, hell, you can't even go to the car wash and perform. Hell, you be like, damn, I ain't even got no money to get the car wash.
That's why people
go to a major. You go for a distribution deal. You go for distribution and marketing. Don't go for a label deal. You're old forever. But if you go for distribution and marketing, that's what you want to do on your contract, where you got total control or at least 75% control of your publishing.
Even back in the days, what it used to be, if you got a distribution deal with anybody, them motherfuckers wouldn't even give you no distribution unless you had promotional dollars. If you didn't have promotional dollars, they wouldn't even distribute you, because that means that they'd be like, all right, check this out. Be like, all right, Sweet P, how much promotional dollars you got? I ain't got none. That distribution deal is not winning. But if you say, okay, I got $200,000 promotional dollars, and they'd be like, all right, we'll match your $200,000 promotional dollars. And so now you got $400,000 promotional dollars. You know what I'm saying? You got $400,000 promotional dollars because they match it, because they ain't getting ready to try to put the records in the stores if you ain't got no way to promote the motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all of this shit, the thing about the music industry, music business, is you got to know the business side of it so you will know exactly which way you have to go in order for it to be successful for you. A lot of people just say, oh, nigga, I got some tight-ass songs. Yep, and them tight-ass songs will be right there.
Right.
Yeah, you got to know how to negotiate, and that's, the label's going to want 90% of your publishing off the top. They're going to want 90% of your publishing off the top on a label deal.
Yep.
They want that guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to pay you 15% of your gross sales. They're going to get 85%. They're going to pay you 15% of your gross sales.
So you really have to go like 4 or 5 times platinum before you could even see some money.
That's why I wouldn't do it. And I can see why people maybe have it signed to a label, but then they'll have they self a group that be signed to their own label and shit. I get it. But you know what I would say, though, the only thing that is a positive is that if you build yourself up and you get well known enough, you actually can still get people to play your song on the radio like that.
But
what happened when that gas money get from behind you, though?
You have to have money for that. You have to have money in order for you to even get that to crack. I don't give a damn how many people you got to have money, because the whole thing about it is you want to spend some money in order for you to generate some money. That take a lot of money. People just think that because they got good songs and got all these people that's backing them that they getting ready to, man, make it. No, it's not like that.
Slim Thug. I love Slim Thug. Slim Thug got good music, but we don't hear from Slim Thug. I mean, you might hear him in Houston, but you go elsewhere, it's like, man, Slim Thug came out with an album? Yeah, he came out 6 months ago. No push. Independence, no push. So he's just relying on his core fan base.
But peek this out, though. You got to take, check it out. You can take a Slim Thug, though, in Texas and run them Louisiana, Arkansas, and hit them little areas. He can make enough money to survive. He ain't got to never leave.
Okay.
He can make money, but he ain't going to get rich, because he got to hit all of the major. You got to hit all of the majors parts, bro. He got to hit all of that.
Hold on. It's enough small money. It's enough money in all these little towns. He can stay busy and make a $500,000 to $1 million.
Confetti, hold up. Now look at the Kodak Black. Kodak Black can sit up there and do what? He can do a Houston show, Oklahoma City, Washington, Seattle, Washington, Phoenix, Arizona show, and sell out, right? Now would you want to be regional or national?
I mean, hey, this is what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying. Check it out. You might can do that, but if you can do a Slim Thug and make $1 million, and do 150 shows. You might have to work harder, but how much money Kodak Black making off that though?
About 250 a show.
Confetti.
So he getting 250 a show.
You'll be content with that.
To make 250. You doing 10
That ain't what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, you can still make some money. But I'm saying, bro, if you make $1 million, you can parlay that money into other business ventures. Y'all act like $1 million.
We understand that, but what I'm saying is, if you want to be a regional artist, you just got to be regional. It's like this. Do you want to be a goldfish in a goldfish tank, or do you want to be a goldfish in the ocean? You want to go on goldfish?
Right, but you
got to,
but I'm saying, I'm speaking on that for doing shows. But I'm not saying Slim Thug had a large fan base. He done been on with he got fans all over, but
he's not. But I'm just saying, I'm generating this deal about this independent stuff. If you ain't
right.
You only can grow so big. Slim Thug ain't getting no $300,000 a show. Megan Thee Stallion getting $300K a show. She's in the same city. Slim Thug probably get 25, and he's like, "Damn, I gotta do 10 shows and make what she make off one."
He ain't where she at no more. He used to be there, but Slim Thug is 40-something years old.
We know the dynamics of that, but I'm just saying with the independent. Remember when they came down, Universal came down to Houston and was signing everybody. Everybody was getting that big money. They were throwing that money around when they first, what you call it? Same way they did with New Orleans when they went to New Orleans. The same way. Same way when they went to the Bay Area. They went to the Bay Area and signing everybody in the Bay Area. Jive came through there, signed Too Short, E-40. Everybody, all the money was, when they came to them towns, they were signing everybody. But the same way that the big labels were behind them, when they said, okay, I got some money, I'm going to go independent. Once they went independent, them show numbers dropped, and then relevant on the national scale fell off.
But I mean, I got a question there with it. I got a question for you. You think that's because just not having it, or is because you know everybody ain't leave broke. A lot of niggas had names and had money. Is it because they just the artist, or is it because they know the business?
A lot of people didn't know the business, and then they got fucked out of all of their goddamn cheese.
Some didn't know the business. But I'm like this, if you go independent, now, a lot of them had to get a label deal on a major label, then go independent. But when they went independent, they realized that, hell, we ain't got the major push no more, so we got to push it twice as hard, or it's just a damn regional album. When you got majors, right, they going to put a Slim Thug of New York, Connecticut, God dang it, Chicago, and what you call it. When you go independent, it's like, hell, everybody in Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma know you, but anybody right in Arizona and in California don't even know you done dropped the album.
Or some
so
people
now
in California, they'd be like, who?
Copies. You selling 60,000 copies when you just did 1 million copies on your album when you signed to a major. So you like, I did 60.
You lost that gas. I call that gas money. You lost that gas money. You ain't got
so
it no more.
And once you ain't relevant no more, it's hard to make yourself relevant. Once you ain't relevant no more.
You ain't got the marketing dollars like you say.
That's what I'm talking about. So where the
if
marketing dollars
you ain't got
dollars,
the marketing dollars, you ain't going nowhere as an independent. You got to have marketing dollars.
The only way you make the radio is in your neck of the woods. That's it.
Hey,
$5 million working a Rick Ross record. Rick Ross album come out, Sony, Warner Brothers or whatever, Atlantic, they spent about $5 million working a Rick Ross record to all the radio stations. Because they know if they do, they're going to make $100 million. So why not spend $5
million? Yeah, what your boy 50 said? 50 said it's on YouTube. He said, man, they dropped, I don't know what he said. He was at $11 million on Logan on Nas. What did he say? $11 million on Nas and $20 million on the Jay-Z. He said, yo, $20 million will make any record hot. Any record.
You
know what I'm saying?
You see what I'm talking about. So then they're going to get $300 million off of that album. Like Youngboy, they done made over $200 million off of Youngboy, and all he had was a $2.5 million album deal, and they got 90% of his publishing and 85% of his album sales. So
they're going to push that shit because they own 90% of the goddamn shit.
The money's coming back to them.
Hey, if he was independent,
he wouldn't even be on doing the numbers he's doing now. If he went independent, he wouldn't do the numbers. He just signed with Motown.
Hey, you can take that. Hey, you can take that simple. And even in trucking, we was hauling cars. All the cars were getting 25%. I had a truck. They give him a couple of cars. I had a car hauler. I was getting about a mile. They load my shit up.
It's the same thing, bro.
They making the most money off my truck. You know what I'm saying?
Get them a call or two.
Send them on their way. They wait till they gone, then load my shit all the way up. And they making most of the money off me.
Independent, you can see more of your dollar, but you won't see more money.
Mm-mm.
For the simple fact is, it's going to take you extra money trying to get it out there. And if you ain't got
Unless you got some money.
You're on the big tour.
If you got some money, Sony will put you on a tour.
They'll put you on a tour. They're like, oh, my Sony artists, we're going to put you all on the tour together. So now you...
But you got to maintain...
We're going to give you $2 million for a 20-show tour. You ain't got to worry about no booking agent. You might do a show in between them shows. For somebody calling booking, hey, man, you're going to be by Oklahoma City. Oh, we on tour, so I can come to Dallas on this day, and then I'll be in Oklahoma City at the show the next night, just moonlighting. But when you on the big show, they pay you up front. On them big tours, they be like, here, we're going to cut you a check right there for all 25 dates.
Nigga, do you know what Jay-Z did, nigga? Y'all know about that story, how he went into Russell Simmons' office with a fucking big-ass bag of money?
Nah, I know that. Tell us about it.
That nigga went in there with a big-ass bag of money. He was trying to fuck with Russell Simmons for the longest. This nigga walking that motherfucker with a big-ass bag of motherfucking money. And he said, what can I do with this? That's why Jay-Z is out there. That's what happened mm-hmm. with motherfucking Master P. Master P, nigga, he had his own goddamn money.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. how the motherfucker mm-hmm. came up, my nigga.
P said they told him, he said he went and seen a lawyer. The lawyer told him how much he needed. He went back and got it and came back with it. That's how you get it.
If you got the money, you can make it happen. And you don't need, mm-hmm. you really, in the independent, you really don't need no motherfucking millions of dollars. It depends on how you work. Nigga, 25,000. How you work 50,000.
Yeah, but you got to get out here. You got to realize, though, you got to get out here and build plugs and connects. And you got to maintain. That's another thing people got to realize. Not only got to build this, but you got to maintain them. So these people got all type of plug, perks, connects. They got connected from spending their money over and over and over again. And you ain't spending no money. You ain't traveling. And nah, it's going to be hard. But you don't want to listen to that shit, though. She called
now,
money
people,
to travel.
People want to listen, but people don't know, my nigga. People don't know. Everybody, they think, okay, I got a business. Oh, now you got a business, so you just getting ready to fuck around and make a gang of goddamn money. That's not true.
You got to learn how to do business. You gotta learn how to do business. You gotta work hard, man. This shit is like it should have killed you if you tried to do it by yourself.
Well, see, you know, it won't. It just depends on who you got on your team. Who the people you deal with? Do you have some kind of investors that be willing? Because all the investors that I'm talking to, I told them it's like, so yeah, you gonna make a proposal? I say yeah, but guess what? My proposal is unlimited dollars. I need unlimited dollars. And I guarantee you we'll come the fuck up. That's what I need.
But hey, Scratch, check it out, though. You saying you can't do it by yourself. But, you know, it's only so many things one person can do. You know, it's saying, like, if you work 24 hours a day, right? That's it. There's certain things you can do that if you ain't got enough people, you can't do it. And it ain't going to get done. It's impossible. It's not enough time in the day.
Bro,
when you're trying to be a major artist, bro, it's not enough time in the day.
It probably be impossible for you. It's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible for me.
If I put in 8 hours of business every day, Monday through Friday, if I put in 8 hours of business and I got an investor, I'll be rich as fuck, nigga, in the next couple of months.
Okay, this is what I'm saying, Scratch. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying executing the business. That's like saying, and then this not, hey, bro, this don't just come from me.
Okay.
This come from the people, hold on, who actually do it. Money is like Kool-Aid, like sugar in Kool-Aid. Not enough money, the Kool-Aid sour. Too much money, the Kool-Aid too sweet. Because at the end of the day,
like
bro, hold on. Let me say what I got to say right quick. If, bro, imagine you buying one of these big-ass hospital medical centers, bro. You buy all the material, okay, all the material to build one. That's the money. You got the money to pay. But you got to go out there and build it. So you telling me you're going to go out there by yourself.
You're
going to go out there by yourself.
You're not
huh?
making no sense to me right now because...
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What I'm trying to tell you is you can't market by yourself, bro. You just, everywhere just told you, you're going to spend $11 million, bro. You ain't just, that ain't no just one person marketing. That's going to all these platforms.
Bro.
Bro, it takes more than one person. You can't do this by yourself.
I'm going to tell you some shit. First of all, I got a formula. I just need the money to make the formula work. Now, that's something that a whole lot of people don't want. If you got people that want to invest in what you're doing, and you got a formula, and they believing in your formula like these cats is believing in my formula, that's all it takes.
That's okay, all it okay, takes. Check it out. But hold on, Scratch, check it out. Let me say this. If your machine is bulletproof, right? If your machine is bulletproof, what that mean, bro, you can build a machine without them investing. You can build it by yourself because all it is take from learning how to grill it, scale it from
that's
small and grow it to be large.
Work, Confetti. God
bro,
damn,
what you
bro.
Mean?
It's not.
What you mean, bro?
If you got to prove something
to get work before you invest in it.
I got all of the machines I need for whatever we trying to do. I need this cat money. That's all I need. I already got a formula. You don't know my formula. Nobody knows my formula.
Okay, okay. I don't need to know your formula. Check it out, Scratch. Do you know you take a penny? Hold on, Scratch. You take a penny. You take a penny,
God
Scratch.
Damn,
and you double
stop
it.
Coming with the puns, my nigga.
No, bro. Oh, but I mean, you said that you saying you can't scale a business. You can't start it small and grow it, just like a buzz do. It starts small and grow. So you take a business, you start it small and grow it. You ain't got to go just say, I got to have these major investors. You're going to grow it. So you can't take your own money and keep flipping it till it double till it get to where you need it to be? That's unrealistic.
God.
That's what you're trying to tell me. That's unrealistic.
No, it's not unrealistic, but my formula goes a different way than the way you thinking about how you would do things. My formula is different. You could do your formula any fucking way you want to. My formula is different. And you don't even know what my formula is.
Well, I mean, I ain't worried about it. I just, hey, I'm just going to sit in the car and ride.
That's it.
And learn. I'm open for learning.
Because that's the whole thing. I've been in this motherfucker since the 80s, bro. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to have, and I know what to do with it. I know it. I got this on my end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody could dispute whatever the fuck you think of. They got to dispute, but y'all don't even know my plan. I haven't told nobody my plan. If I ain't told nobody.
Hey, we're not disputing your plan. I ain't disputing your plan at all, man.
Yeah, because you don't know the plan. But I got a plan to where it'll be beneficial for what I'm trying to do. Something that's going to benefit all of us. You know what I mean? I ain't going to tell you just my whole goddamn scheme of what I'm going to do. This is 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 what I'm going to do. No. I got a plan. And that's the thing about business. Business plan. Business plan. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a business plan. And after all these years I've been in this goddamn music business, I finally got the ultimate plan. This ain't got nothing to do with, you know, I got a plan. And I sure the fuck wish I could tell y'all, but I got a plan to where it's going to be beneficial, of course, for me first, but it'll be beneficial for all y'all, too. The plan
well,
work
your plan, you said it because you know this shit's still recording.
I know. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
I'm sure about to go back and push
that's
the button.
That's why I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing.
Write it all down. And then I'm going to write. It might be scribbled all over the paper, but I'm going to have my daughter read it back to me. Type of professional.
It's a plan. Business plan. You get a business plan. That's the way you make your business work. And I got a business plan that I'm going to try for me. Now, if it worked for
me,
then we could all make it all together.
Hey, that's how Buddha had on that goddamn university deal. He took him about $250,000. Buddha, that's how you got that deal, huh, Buddha?
That nigga talking about crumps you.
Huh?
Nigga, it's just, you have to, once you make a plan, and then once, I mean, the thing about it is, dealing with all these people in all these years that I've been in the music game and watching all the businesses, and I finally got my own business, I know exactly what to do to make a gang of money. I'm just waiting on
We had a deal with Universal, though. We did have a deal with Bungalow. It was sort of like we had our own little label. We doing distribution and marketing. When the shit failed, niggas fucked up the shit. And I signed
up
to the label.
You took that $500
up there. And I worked in the office. Huh?
That's because you were spending $500 for tricking off $500 for 10 minutes for every 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, about 3 years.
The Buddha had all that money. Buddha had $500,000. I'm trying to tell you how he got that deal.
But, once again, it's easier for me to try to get this business done by myself. And I'm glad that a whole lot of niggas who was standing with me what I thought was going to be some truth is gone. I'm making a power move by myself. I'm going to make the power move by myself, and then I'm going to reap the rewards with y'all. That's the only thing it is, bro. And then on that note, I'm about to take my motherfucking ass in the house.
Right. Well, I'm about to tell you what you gonna drink with that food, that plate of food you about to eat.
No, I'm about to go and fry me some fish while you bullshitting.
You know what I'm saying? Real Ali, that's what I'm saying. Real Ali gonna tell you what you gonna drink with that food you about to eat. Go cook.
Mm-hmm. Real Ali ain't here, so we ain't got to hear. But you just got to put it in my mind so I'll be thinking about it. Nah. I'm about to go fry me some motherfucking bitch. I think.
Okay. Yeah. I can't be. I need to get me a fry. Me to be able to fry fish over here. I just pick it in the oven. God damn. I need to get me a little deep fry. I can just time it.
Nigga be like, 53 steps to the right, 5 steps to the left.
I put it on the stove and I tap the water and I know it's right there by it. Or have a little hammer hanging over the stove so I can go across the front of it and grab it. I'm talking about somebody can stick in the deep fryer, just hold the end of it and drop it in there and just sit there. I'm not frying that no damn pot where I got a hell no.
Yeah, like, nigga, confetti all right. He done burnt his hands in the goddamn fish grease.
Yeah, he fucking with it. But
man,
I know one
out.
Thing. Once it starts floating, though, it's ready.
Hell yeah, nigga don't know it's floating. You going to put your hand in that goddamn grease and try to grab one.
Nah, nigga, that's why I got to have that little. With that little thing you drop in.
The basket.
Pick it up. Yeah, that's what I can't die. He trying to do other shit other than that.
You got to put that shit in the basket. Grab that basket handle, nigga, and be like,
yeah.
I think it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's sticking the fork and feel it floating. Know how long it takes to fry in there, 15 minutes, and then keep checking on my phone or whatever. Maybe whatever, however. I'm not sticking my hand in no fucking grease.
Nigga, I'm telling you, when it come out the grease, that shit still be out. Nigga, I be like, oh, shit, let me eat a piece of this. Oh, shit. Motherfucker, grease still be hot as a motherfucker on the fish. Be like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. All right, man, I love y'all. I'm out. True West. Yeah.